With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. With Republican Maryland Governor Larry Hogan running for re-election in a majority Democratic state on November 6th, he's emphasizing his record on the environment as an area to claim a moderate and pragmatic legacy and differentiate himself from Republican President Trump, who is intensely unpopular in the state. Hogan's environmental secretary, Ben Grumbles, highlights the governor's efforts to reduce pollution into the Chesapeake Bay, including the tons of sediment pouring over the Conowingo Dam on the Susquehanna River.
I would say number one would be the strong bipartisan support for Chesapeake Bay restoration. And I have to fold into that not only the governor's record funding for the Chesapeake Bay restoration, from program open space to the 2010 trust fund to full and robust support for the Bay Restoration Fund and the other funding programs, but it's also about being a strong supporter of the Chesapeake Bay TMDL.
The Bay TMDL, or Total Maximum Daily Load, is the set of EPA pollution limits that the Obama administration imposed for Chesapeake region states in 2010. And this is where Hogan's claims of success become as murky as the Bay itself has been this summer, with the record-breaking rainfall and runoff pollution. Many of the overall improvements that the Bay has enjoyed under Hogan have been driven by actions that the former Democratic president and previous governors took years before Hogan assumed office. Hogan himself won election 4 years ago, in part by running against a Bay cleanup program, the so-called rain tax. And he then weakened regulations for suburban septic tanks and farm fertilizer pollution. On the positive side, Governor Hogan did impose limits on the overapplication of poultry manure on Eastern Shore farm fields that former Governor O'Malley had delayed for years. And Hogan opposes offshore drilling, a Trump priority. Perhaps Governor Hogan's biggest environmental accomplishment was signing a bill last year that made Maryland one of the first states to outlaw hydraulic fracturing for natural gas. Carla Redig is executive director of the Maryland League of Conservation Voters.
He will do things for the environment that we applaud, but is really not showing the kind of leadership we need in any of the areas, and really doesn't do the environmental work that we need without a lot of prodding and won't take bold leadership. So needs improvement is still the mark that I'd give him.
On mass transportation, Governor Hogan killed a proposed east-west rail project in Baltimore City called the Red Line, and instead dedicated hundreds of millions of dollars for suburban highway projects that encourage sprawl and climate change pollution. Hogan won praise from environmentalists by signing a goal of reducing greenhouse gas pollution by 40%. But when it came to implementing that goal, he vetoed a 2016 bill that would have required power companies to buy more clean energy, citing cost concerns. Democratic lawmakers overrode his veto. Mike Tidwell is the director of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network Action Fund.
I think the governor as a whole over the last 4 years deserves no better than a C-minus grade when it comes to the environment, especially the most important issue in my view, which is climate change and clean energy. He deserves no better than a C-minus.
Next week, we'll look at the environmental record and proposals of Hogan's opponent, Democrat Ben Jealous. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.